When it comes to strength and conditioning programs this year, Prescott High School will be doing a little bit of a virtual format and may be able to be expanded once health regulations allow. But for now, Kevin Haglund, the strength and conditioning coach at Prescott High School, joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about this year's program.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had speed and strength here before even I got here, but for the last 4 years, I've really kind of spearheaded this thing and taken it full on. You know, traditionally, we'd have the kids in there, you know, Monday through Friday. They usually sign up for, you know, an hour and a half session, and they don't have to sign up in order to go to the session. What I mean is we've got hour and a half time frames where they can come in, and they hit a sign-in for their daily attendance. You know, I know that that goes towards summer school attendance and things like that for the district. So kids come in throughout the day where they're usually about an hour and a half. They do a light warm-up with us. Typically, it's myself and another coach, Mr. Johnson, or you mentioned Carl Calabrese, or, you know, one of the other coaches within the district is there. It's go them through a walking warm-up, if you will, and then they'll get right into our either running or our jumping or whatever that is for the day. You know, Monday's usually a linear speed day. Tuesday's typically a short area quickness day. Wednesday was typically a plyos or a jumping day, and then Thursdays were like the fast feet ladders or our cones or something like that, and then Fridays were dot drills with some conditioning. And that was what we had traditionally done, and then this year we kind of evolved it. We put all of those things, kind of, you're getting a little bit of everything every day. What we were seeing was if a kid came on Monday and they got the linear speed, but then they didn't come until Wednesday, well, then they just missed Tuesday's workout. So what we did was we gave them a little bit of a flavor of everything every single day. So, and then now, given that with the pandemic and COVID-19 and everything, we were kind of pushed to get a little creative. So I was asked and pegged with the task to create a website for all of this. So we did that. I created a website for kids to be able to access. The link is up on the school district webpage. And what I did was I just took all of the workouts that we had, all of the running, all of the warm-ups, all of the core, all of the post-workout recovery with the stretching and everything, and then all of our lifting workouts for all the different sports and everything. And I grabbed two of our celebrity alumni, and I had them do the workouts for me while I filmed it, and I kind of did the voiceover of it, of all the coaching points and teaching techniques and everything. All that stuff is on the website, so the kids just can click on that link, and they can follow along, and they've got their own self-paced workouts right there at their disposal.
In a time during this COVID-19 pandemic where everybody is helping everybody else out, it was sure nice to see a couple of alumni in both Pete Brookshaw and Riley Anfinson coming back, putting a face with these workouts, and showing our Cardinal kids that they too can get the job done. That in itself is very motivating. Coach Haglund agrees.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and like I said, we had Petey Brookshaw and Riley Anfinson, two of the best of the alumni that we've got as far as just great character kids. And that's why it was really easy when Mr. Johnson and I were figuring out who we were going to bring back. It was just, we said, hey, why not Riley and Petey? Just two kids that I think a lot of the younger guys within our school district look up to just as leaders and as high character type kids. So brought those guys back, and they're in great peak physical performance shape right now. So we said, hey, that's kind of a no-brainer. They didn't want to see Mr. Johnson and I doing all the workouts, you know, and lifting too much weight. They know that they won't be able to lift. So what they wanted to do was see Petey and Riley go through all that stuff. So that was great. Like you said, it's always great when you get alumni to come back. I mean, that's what it's all about, is coming back, giving back to your community. And it speaks about the program right now when you have kids that are, I mean, they didn't even hesitate. They said, yep, what day, what time, when do you need us, where are we meeting? And they were all for it. They wanted to be a part of it. And it just speaks volumes to the programs that we have kids that want to come back and want to give back.
Even though it's awesome that Prescott has their strength and speed program online, we also know that some of these kids don't have weights or machines around to work out with. So how does Coach Haglund and the rest of the staff fit the workouts to make sure everybody can be part of them?
Great question, and we kind of knew and we foreshadowed a lot of the questions that were going to be brought to our attention, and we tried to answer them in all of the links and things that we put on the website. We've got kids in the district that have full-blown weight rooms in their basements or in their garages that either parents use or that they've had for their kids. We have kids who have nothing. So we've got a little bit of both of there. So what we did is we provided the workouts for those if they have equipment. And then with my voiceover, I kind of gave them some options if they didn't have that equipment for what they could do if they had something similar. And then we also have links on there that have at-home, no equipment workouts. So if you have just literally nothing, you've got an open floor and maybe a mat or something, or not even that, and it's just, I've got a yard, and that's what I can do, then they can follow along with these body weight workouts. You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, I think it's Sean T does, you know, those sanity workouts, or, you know, some of those T25s or whatever. I think they're 15, 20 minutes, but you'll be dripping sweat. You're you're exhausted. So it'd be a workout if you, at least it's something. It may not be the full strength and conditioning program that we want, but it's getting something in, and you're doing the best with what you have.
Strength and speed isn't just for athletes either. It's for anybody who wants to get into shape.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anything is going to be better than nothing. You know, that's a couple of challenges that I've pegged with the kids is, you know what, send me your time when you time yourself on this, but I want you guys to see how fast you can do, and you can take any breaks as you want, but I want you to see how fast you can do 150 push-ups and 100 air squats. And, you know, so many kids will be like, oh, that's easy, and, you know, all of a sudden they start getting to 60, 70, 80 push-ups, and they realize, oh my gosh, I'm only halfway there, and they have to keep going. So just little things that it doesn't take any equipment, and all it just takes is, you know, a good attitude and a little elbow grease and some sweat equity to pour into a good workout. And, you know, you don't need a lifetime fitness membership or, you know, a full row power rack in your garage to be able to do an effective workout and be able to, you know, burn a ton of calories and really increase your performance. So that's internally and externally, you know, looking at your physique and trying to increase things like that, but also your overall wellness, talking about your cardiovascular health and, you know, just your how things are flowing through your body and making sure everything is going the way that it should and making sure you're being as healthy as you can be. So, again, not even just from an athletic performance standpoint, it's also just a wellness thing. We have kids that show up to Speed and Strength that aren't in any sports. And that's totally fine. They're just here because they like to work out. They like to stay in shape, and good for them, and kudos to them. And we've had staff members that say, hey, could you share some of those workouts? You know, we'd like to do them at home, too, and we're all for that. I had a parent email me that said, you know what, I followed along with some of those bodyweight workouts, and I was gassed. Those were difficult, but thank you. You know, a long time ago, I feel like, and even still, we're kind of combating that, oh, Speed and Strength is just for the football kids. It's not. It's for everybody. And we really try to focus on creating and developing the total athlete. And realistically, one of our main focuses is injury prevention. You know, the stronger that the muscles are around all of the ligaments, you know, your main ones, you know, your ACLs, and then your shoulders, like your AC joints and things like that. But then additionally, you know, making sure that our bones are healthy and that we can accept, we call it a load, like if you're jumping down off of something, whether that be a basketball player coming from a rebound or a volleyball player coming down on an ankle or somebody that's diving for a catch in baseball or softball or something, making sure that everything is working and we train for those things to be able to cut and dive and jump and things like that and accept that load when all of your weight is coming down on it. All of those things are things that we're training. So it's not just a football program thing. It's an entire wellness and it's an entire athletic performance thing.